Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. School is out, or will be soon, for thousands of Treasure Coast youngsters. Many of them are looking ahead to camps, classes, and Disney trips. Summer activities weren't always so structured or expensive. Marilyn Cato Anderson grew up in Vero Beach in the 1940s and 50s. She and her sisters came up with their own entertainment. Sometimes in the family's big grapefruit tree, they'd pretend to be shopping.
Well, when we would go down to JCPenney in Fort Pierce to shop, they had no cash registers on the floor. So when you paid for your purchase, they put it in a little container and pulled a cord, and it zipped it up to like a mezzanine where they deposited the money, or they sent back the change that you might be owed.
It's kind of a zip line.
Sort of like that. The way we played JCPenney on the grapefruit tree is we would tie a rope on a bucket, and we would tie it on one of the limbs of the tree. We would use a small grapefruit as our coins, leaves as our paper money, and we would draw it up just as they did in JCPenney. We just thought that was wonderful. We played hopscotch on the street. It was not paved. We would draw our hopscotch pattern. If a car came along, we'd just move off the street. When the car left, we would redraw our hopscotch and just continue along. We had been to a movie called Lure of the Wilderness, which took place in the Okefenokee Swamp. Since we had a lot of citrus and my father had planted a citrus grove, we had some field boxes. We used those for our canoe. We used rakes and hoes for our oars. We spent hours playing Lure of the Wilderness.
So your yard became the Okefenokee Swamp.
Yes,
it did. You must have found some ways to keep cool.
My cousin, Linda Morris Johnson, lived across the street. Her father kept quite a garden, so he had a flow well. He dug out quite a, well, to us, a fairly large area that we could go in swimming. Of course, it had just a dirt bottom. We weren't real clean when we came out, but we had a wonderful time. We played Esther Williams a lot there. We also baptized each other many, many times.
Sounds like you were never complaining about being bored.
No. If we ever said, Mama, what can we do? She'd say, Honey, just go outside and run around the house.
And don't come home until dinner.
Right.
Were there any day camps to speak of?
If there were, I wasn't aware of them. The first camps I went to were Bible camps. And I always went to Sunday school and church. And then Sunday evening, there was youth group. And then another service in the evening after that. And then Wednesday evening was a prayer meeting and choir practice after that. On Wednesdays, all the stores closed in the afternoon. There were no activities, school or sports, on Wednesday evenings because that was church night.
How do you think kids today would adjust?
Well, if they didn't know any different, they'd be happy. But I think it would be very difficult for them to leave off their cell phones and video games. I have grandchildren, so I know how big a part of their lives that is.
Would you like to be a kid in the summertime now or then?
I think then we were able to use our imagination and make up our own fun. We also had our own church services. We would pick up a big log, and that would be our pulpit, and we would preach to each other.
I bet you loved doing that, preaching to each other.
We did.
Marilyn Cato Anderson lives in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.